Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always love catching up with my guy, Tony Massenburg, Monumental Sports Network. You miss any of that conversation, download the Always Free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to about 8:45 to hear the latest on the Washington Wizards with our guy, Tony Massenburg. Wizards have the night off. They're back in action tomorrow against the Hawks. Once again, though, they're going to be without Alex Saar, who's missed the last couple of games here with his abductor strain. And as you saw it last night, man, I mean, not having Alex Saar, they're bad with Alex Saar. Imagine not having him, you know? It has been very much a struggle. And I don't know, man. I feel for Wizards fans out there who are not pleased about what's going on here. I feel for Wizards fans out there who are, I guess, upset with the way that things have gone. I feel for it. I do. Because this isn't fun. This is now like the third straight year of this group just being totally non-competitive. And anybody out there that it feels any type of way and is questioning the plan at this point, I hear you. But again, as we detailed in the conversation with Tony Massenburg, it's not about wins and losses this year. And I get it. You don't want to lose by 45 points ever. It's not fun. But if you're paying attention to the individual development of guys here throughout the course of the season, I don't think the first 21 games could have gone any better. I mean, Alex Saar looks like the best player in his class. Keyshawn George looks like one of the five best players in their class. And Alex Saar, to me, I'll be honest with you, the way he looked in summer league this past year, pew, 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 pew. Terrible. He stunk. Now he looks like a borderline all-star the way that he's played. So as long as he continues to take steps in the right direction, as long as he continues to show that, you know, hey, I got a chance to be the guy here, then I think you got to be happy. He is your defensive anchor here for years to come. And I'll take it a step further. If Bilal Coulibaly can ever find his stroke from the perimeter, holy cow. Could you imagine your 3-4-5 defensively being Bilal, Keyshawn George, and then Alex Saar, the switchability that those guys have? Alex Saar can legitimately guard 1-5. Legitimately. He's one of the best rim protectors already in basketball. Keyshawn George can guard 1-4. Bilal realistically can guard 1-4, 1-3. Switchability on defense is so important. And then Alex and Keyshawn can knock down the Trey ball. Bilal's got to get there. But I think anybody out there that has watched this Wizards season to this point, you're frustrated or you're disappointed. I think you're missing what the purpose of this year is. Now, the one guy that I know a lot of Wizards fans have been critical of is Bub Carrington, who led all rookies in minutes a season ago and looked like he was well on his way, you know, to being potentially the point guard of the future here in D.C. This year has not been very good for him. He's shooting just 33% from the field. He is shooting 41% from downtown, though. So I hope, for all the Bub Carrington detractors out there, the fact that he is shooting 41% from three after shooting 33% from three last year, I would have to say that that is a positive sign and a positive development. He's going to continue to get better. The one thing I think we don't take into account enough, and I know he's not using this as an excuse. He'll never try to use it as an excuse, but it's got to be something that's at least on his mind. He lost his father less than a year ago, someone that was instrumental to one, basketball in this area, and then two, his development and growth as a young man and as a player. So it's in the back of his mind. I'm not saying it's why he's not shot the ball well. I'm not saying it's why he's, you know, having some hurdles here to overcome when it comes to acclimating to being a true point guard, but it ain't nothing, point blank. Now, what I know Wizards fans are tired of is losing by 45 points. Like, that is hard to stomach no matter what portion of your rebuild that you're in. So I totally get it when people are upset and frustrated about that piece of this thing. I'll just say this. When you have 10 dudes that are 22 years or younger, the effort's going to fluctuate. They have to work on building championship habits, playoff habits, day in, day out, game in, game out, play in, play out, possession in, possession out. And right now, consistency is probably the biggest issue that is plaguing this current group. When will they figure it out? I don't know. But Tony said something that stuck with me. You got to try to establish a culture and an identity here, and they want their identity to be defense. And right now, Alex Carr is protecting the rim as well as any big in basketball. So that's good when it comes to trying to forge your identity. Bilal Coulibaly has been one of the best ISO defenders in the NBA. That is good for establishing your identity. But you can't get blown out, or else people are going to question you. Last night, Cap One Arena, 45-point loss at the hands of a Jaylen Brownless Celtics team. And the head coach of the Wizards, Brian Keefe, none too pleased postgame. He had this to say about the loss.
It's painfully obvious we didn't meet the standard that we have it, that we want to play at. Our competitive juice. I thought we made a little bit of a run there at the end of the second quarter, but the second half was not a representative of what we want to be like and who we have been lately. We have to own that, and we got to buckle down and get better and get ready for the next game, but that was not up to our standard tonight.
Brian, given that there were a lot of injuries and giving players opportunities for bigger roles, how do you explain the lack of energy, the lack of effort?
Don't have the answer for that. That's something we're going to have to dig into. I think we all ought to own that, myself included, all of us together. We're in this together. Take a look at where we faltered. But that was painfully obvious that that didn't reach the standard of our play. It's something we can address. We look at it tomorrow, and we'll get back to work, and we'll be better on Saturday.
After a night like this, would you consider wholesale changes to the rotation to make a point that you want a certain standard met game in, game out?
You know, the problem is we've been actually reaching that pretty much lately. And tonight we had a step back. We had to reevaluate what we're doing. Now we have to look at ourselves in the mirror, as we always do here. We're not ever pointing fingers. We never talk about people not being in the lineup. We come here to play. And we didn't have that necessary force that we have been playing with lately.
I think Brian Keefe hit it right on the head. First of all, not having Alex, they can't win without Alex Carr. Like, they just can't. They struggle to win with Alex Carr, so I get where Keith's coming from with that. To his point, though, they have met the standard, I guess, a little bit better recently, right? Yeah, you lost by 45 to Boston. Night before, you lost by 19 to the Sixers. But then the night before that, you may have made Giannis one out of Milwaukee with your three-point win against the Bucks. But then the game before that, you lost 119-86. You lost by 33 points against a team that's got four wins. Talking about, you know, the Indiana Pacers. So, yeah, I don't know. It ain't great, is what I would say. I just, there are so many people that act like, oh, we know Brian Keefe's not going to be the guy for the job moving forward. Y'all don't know that, man. I think they like playing for Brian Keefe. I think Brian Keefe's done a good job developing some of these dudes. But as Tony said, sometimes the message ain't going to hit the same throughout the course of 82 games. They're going to be nights where the message falls flat or falls short. And that may not always be on Brian Keefe, so to speak. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back. Fresh installment, an L Super Six Pack. My top six Commanders that I'm putting under the microscope. Who must play well in Minnesota for the team to win? That's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's get right to it. Big time game coming up Sunday in Minnesota against the Vikings. Who's got to step up? Who's under the microscope? I'll tell you next in Nell's Super Six Pack. Number one is Mikey Sainristil. He passed his first test this past weekend as a starting outside corner for the Washington Commanders. Dan Quinn alluded to it this week in his weekly availability, saying, hey, look, he may be better on the outside. He'll have another tall task this weekend going up against Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. He's got to play well in order for Washington to have a shot to beat Minnesota. Cliff Kingsbury, the second player slash coach in Nell's Super Six Pack, top six people under the microscope going into Minnesota. And for Cliff Kingsbury, it's very simple. You have to plan for the unscouted looks when you take on the Minnesota Vikings. What is the pressure plan going to look like? How will he handle coaching against the most aggressive defense in the National Football League? Minnesota blitzes at a 47% clip, 10% higher than the next team. Cliff Kingsbury's got to figure it out. Number three in the Super Six Pack is rookie tackle Josh Connolly. He's got his hands full once again coming up this weekend. And I would say not just Josh Connolly, but the entire offensive line. When you blitz at the rate that Minnesota does, it's going to challenge your rules and protection. It is going to cause, their goal rather, is to get some free rushers, so on and so forth. How will the communication up front along the offensive line help with that? That's why they're under the microscope going into this week. Number four, Dan Quinn, two coaches making the Super Six Pack. I say Dan Quinn for this reason. As I mentioned earlier in the show, he has had, for whatever reason, his struggles coaching against this Shanahan-LaFleur coaching tree. Kevin O'Connell is a part of that, comes from that tree. How will his defense handle the outside rushing attack, the outside zone rushing attack that Minnesota is going to try and hit you with? If they can't stop it, then Minnesota's going to have a chance to hit some big ones offensively. If they can stop it, I think Washington should win this one. Number five, Noah Brown. We haven't seen Noah Brown really since week number two or three, and it's been tough sledding without him at the wide receiver position. In the final 5 weeks, I think Noah Brown has a chance to show this coaching staff, hey, maybe you should give me one more chance on a one-year deal to come back here and at least compete for a roster spot next year here in the nation's capital. He's got to come up big. It'll be the first time since week number two that Jaden, Noah, and Terry, and Debo are all out on the field together, and then it'll be the first time this year that Sam Cosmi in the full starting offensive line is out there with Jaden, with Noah Brown, with Debo, and with Terry McLaurin. Number six in the Super Six Pack is none other than the QB1 here in the nation's capital, Jaden Daniels. I gave you the numbers earlier. Jaden Daniels in six games, worst completion percentage in the NFL against the blitz, worst yards per attempt in the NFL versus the blitz. How does he fare against the most blitz-happy team in the National Football League? That's going to do it for Nell's Super Six Pack. Top six Commanders, coaches, and players under the microscope. Mikey Samristil, Cliff Kingsbury, Josh Connerly in the offensive line, Dan Quinn, Noah Brown, and Jaden Daniels. We'll wrap up the show coming up on the other side of the break. Steve Weiss joins us next. Welcome back. It's overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Always Free Odyssey app. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, and O. Willingham, riding with you for one final segment before we hand things over to our coverage at Caps Hockey. Right now, I want to take a big picture look at the National Football League. To do so, we go out to the guest hotline where we find our pal Steve Weiss of the NFL Network. Always love the opportunity to catch up with him and get his opinions on the hot button topics across the National Football League. Steve, what goes on, my brother? How are you?
You tell me. It sounds like it's a little uncomfortable in there.
I'm about to say it. Look, they're trying to make me sweat, man. Look, I was a little late coming back from break, and we didn't mean to have you on hold as long as we did. So, producer's looking at me like I'm tripping. But, no, man, I'm glad to catch up. I know. Stuff happens.
Yeah, I know.
Stuff happens.
Always good.
Always good. Steve, I love talking to you because you shoot from the hip. You're not going to sugarcoat it. You're going to tell it how it is to you. What did you make of the back-and-forth exchange that Mike Tomlin had with the Pittsburgh media yesterday in regards to him leaving the Steelers to take a college job?
Yeah, you know, this is always the time of year when we start having these conversations with Mike Tomlin. It seems more serious this year because they went all in this offseason, getting guys like Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Rodgers and making the trade for DK Metcalf. You know, they kind of broke their traditional process. But him going back and forth, you know, Mike's not going to tolerate any nonsense. You know, you heard him say that, hey, you know, some people may feel that way. You know, maybe I agree with him. But, one, a college job I do not see. If he were to leave, I don't see that happening. And, two, the Steelers, you know, you would think they would have a bird in the hand because Mike Tomlin would be hired in 2 seconds in a lot of places.
Oh, exactly.
Much like Andy Reid was. And, you know, the Steelers are a team that would be very thorough in the process, right? That's where the Rooney Rule came from. They'd interview – Mike Tomlin got hired because he was the last of multiple people interviewed. So we'll see what they would do. I think if they're going to do it, this would be the year to do it because so many guys won't be there next year.
Right.
You know, the Aaron Rodgers of the world, the Jalen Ramsey's of the world, guys like that. So, you know, if Tomlin wants to have a little tete-a-tete with the media in Pittsburgh, it would not be the first time, won't be the last.
Yeah.
But I will say this, like, of all of, you know, speaking of players just forever, mm-hmm. He is the one coach that seemingly every player in the NFL wants to play for.
Yeah, yes.
So that's something he could always, you know, hold in his hat.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I think for him, maybe a change of scenery is what's best. I feel like, what do you make of their struggles defensively this year, man? Like, that's why I feel like the Heat is ratcheted up at such a high level. You mentioned it and phrased it as them going all in. I totally agree. I think more specifically, the defense playing as poorly as they have at times has really been the stunner here. Is there anything you can kind of put your finger on with that?
Yeah, they look terrible at times. I mean, last week with Buffalo did to them with two backup tackles.
It's crazy.
I mean, over and over you see, you know, not every week, but like every other week, like their guys up front and in the second level can't get off blocks. The pursuit angles are bad. Just a lot of fundamental stuff that veteran players, mistakes they should not be making. I don't know if it's coaching strategy. I don't know what it is. But, I mean, T.J. Watt hasn't been the same player. Alex Highsmith hasn't been the same player. You know, Cam Hayward's the only one in there trying to mix it up, it seems like.
Yeah.
It's just the inconsistency has plagued every team in this division. I mean, the same team that they're playing Sunday, Baltimore, it's been the same kind of thing, you know, and they're a team with a lot of veteran players, young players as well. At least they've replenished the pot a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, just the inconsistency has been kind of the mind-numbing thing with the Steelers because I think all of us feel that if they get to the playoffs, again, they're it's going to be a short ride, you know, because some of the other teams in the AFC simply are just better suited.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by it all because, and Steve, I don't know if you've heard this, so if I'm making this up and this is not something you've heard, tell me. It feels like there's like a lack of elite head coaching candidates out there this year for this year's hiring cycle. With that, would you see Pittsburgh being willing to like part ways with Tomlin for draft picks?
If someone would trade for him, yeah. But I just don't see, that's just not how they do business. You know, I would think that they would say, you know what, Mike, it is time.
Let's just let him go.
Why don't you go your way, you know, and call your shot. Right. You know, I don't think Tomlin would want to go to a place that's going to fire somebody for him to go, or go to like the Giants. I mean, the one thing about being an organization like the Steelers, which is a pillar of stability and just a well-run organization, is he's not going to want to go to something where the wheel, where three wheels are always loose on the car. You know, he's going to want all the lug nuts tight.
Right.
And there's some, as we know, there's some organizations that would not be appetizing for Mike Tomlin because he could sit out here and call a shot even more the following year.
Yeah, I think that's the fascinating part about all of this. We'll see how it ultimately plays out from the AFC North to the NFC North. Super intrigued by what we've seen in this division. Aside from Minnesota, all three of these teams look like legitimate threats here. I know there's some inconsistencies with Chicago. People are going to look and say, well, where's their signature wins? Where have their signature wins come from? Big win against Philadelphia. Do you think Detroit is still the class of the North, or do you think there may be some new blood here with Chicago?
No, I think Green Bay is the class of the North.
You think
Yeah, I mean, Chicago, great on them. I mean, they're playing great football. They take away the ball. I mean, that's their bread and butter. Is they, besides running the ball so well, they take away the ball at an alarming rate on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, what that secondary does, it week after week, is just something to behold. And that's the NFL today, getting takeaways and playing good red zone defense. Plus, they're running the ball well. And that goes to show you the investment that they made in the offensive line. It's the same thing Ben Johnson had when he was with Detroit. They built around that offensive line. Look at some of the players that the Lions have lost. That offensive line is not what it was, and that's why they've been so kind of so-so to the point this, you know, this year. We'll see how they play tonight against Dallas. But I think the Packers, I mean, defensively, they get after it.
Yeah.
They're getting better each week. Micah Parsons has really led the charge there, but at all three levels, they're good. And Jordan Love is playing at an insane level.
Yeah.
You know, once Caleb Williams kind of figures out, you know, him and his receivers don't seem like they're on the same page all the time. That's why he's only completing, what, like 58% of his passes, which is staggeringly low. Once he gets over that part, he's going to be a great player. But right now, Jordan Love, I mean, very few quarterbacks. He's not getting talked about enough.
He's not
dealing right now, and that was after they had to figure things out when he lost his best option. That was their tight end, Tucker Kraft, who was playing like the best tight end in football at the time.
Yeah, we got to see him up close in person. He kind of had his coming out party, it felt like, against Washington in week two on Thursday Night Football.
I was at that game in Green Bay. He tore the Commanders apart.
Yeah, man, it was tough to watch. What else I want to holler at you about, Steve? My producer here, Ann, has got some skin in the game when it comes to the Indianapolis Colts. And I've been calling their demise for a couple of weeks now. I've always felt like the Houston Texans, at some point, Steve, if they could get it going offensively, we know what D'Amico and company are doing there on the defensive side of the football. How legit do you think Houston is, and how dangerous are they right now in the AFC?
Super dangerous. I mean, right now, you know, there's a couple teams you don't want to face at the moment. In the NFC, it's Dallas, and in the AFC, it's Houston. I mean, Houston's defense, even though the Colts tagged them a little bit last week, I mean, that was a great game, and Houston really had to gut it out. You know, CJ, you know, coming back, I think he's going to continue to get his groove back now that Nico Collins is healthy, and they're running the ball. That was something they were not doing earlier in the season when they were having a hard time finding their identity. Now you've got Woody Marsh, you've got Nick Chubb. They're running the ball much better. It took a while to get that run game going, but that solidified things. So they can go on 10-play drives, score, and force other teams to play from behind, and that's when Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and those guys can get after the quarterback. And so that's what they have in their pocket. I think the Colts are still a very good football team. But if you look at their schedule, it is absolutely brutal. I know they've got two games against the Jags, and they play the Texans twice, but I think they've got Seattle in there and the Niners in there. Like they are in a brutal schedule situation, whereas the Jaguars and the Texans, even though their schedule is tough, it's not as tough.
I definitely agree with you. They were my preseason pick, talking about Houston to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. I felt this defense was ready to take that next step. The offense, as you mentioned, kind of just now getting its footing with them. In that AFC West, we just got a chance to see the Denver Broncos here on Sunday Night Football in D.C. Do you consider them a legitimate Super Bowl contender in the conference, or are they kind of fool's gold to you?
No, they're a legit Super Bowl contender because, like Houston, like those are the two best defenses in the NFL.
Yeah,
I mean, at all three levels, they've just got monsters, and they bring guys in waves to get after people. So I like Denver. I think the fact that they won so many close games scares people. To me, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Because as we saw last year with Washington, that's how good teams win, especially, you know, good teams that are building or kind of come out of nowhere. They win by finding ways to win late. I think Bo Nix is a gamer like that. He hasn't been consistently great, but in fourth quarters he has. He's been consistently timely. They're running the ball a little bit better with R.J. Harvey. You know, I think Denver is absolutely a team that can come out of the AFC. And I tell you what, if the Chiefs lose to Houston this week, they might not make the playoffs, and two teams from the AFC South can get in.
Which would be very interesting. Just the thought of Denver having the one or the two seed and having teams having to go on the road in the altitude, like it's going to be tough, man. I'm glad we're on the same page with that. You mentioned Dallas being one of the hottest teams or most dangerous teams in the NFC. Do you think they have a chance to catch Philadelphia, Steve? I think for me with Dallas, I like what they have on. I know Dallas in the offense with Pickens and Lamb is getting a lot of the credit, but what they have on both sides of the line of scrimmage, I think, is what's really allowing them to be competitive right now.
I look at Dallas now, and offensively they've been great all season. What would scare me is now through the middle of the defense. Because we talk about how the trade for Quinnen and Williams has changed things, but we need to talk about it as the tandem of Quinnen and Williams and Kenny Clark, the two D tackles that they imported this year. Remember, Kenny Clark came over in the Micah Parsons trade. The way those two are working off of one another has been sick. Okay, and now you've got DeMarvion Overshone in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the fastest linebackers in the NFL, so he's cleaning up any leaks that happen up front. But the biggest change has been at safety, where they've got Amari Hooker and Donovan Wilson back together.
Yeah.
For years, they were the best safety tandem in the NFL. They're back healthy and on the field. So you build your defense up the middle, and right now at all three levels, that group is absolutely allowing Eberflus to do what he wants with that defense, and it is playing very, very well. They're going to be challenged by the Lions tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But just the way everything is kind of working, those five players up the middle of that defense is why I'm really not trying to mess with Dallas right now.
And look, you know people over here, Steve, are hating it. They don't want to give them no love. I'm like, you can't deny what you're seeing right now with Dallas, man. They are legit.
You just have to wonder if that tie is going to come back to hurt them and help Green Bay.
Yeah, that's going to be the interesting part. We'll let you go on this, my brother. I appreciate you making some time. We'll let you shoot your shot here in the first week of December. Who's your Super Bowl pick right now?
I mean, if I had to make picks right now, it'd probably be pretty obvious. It would be the Rams and Broncos. But, look, I am not counting on – I would not be stunned if some stuff absolutely off the board. I would not discount the New England Patriots. That is a very good football team with a very good quarterback. I would not discount the Packers or the Seahawks coming out of the NFC either.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this thing shakes up here in the final 4 or 5 weeks of the National Football League season. Steve, as always, man, it is a pleasure to continue to do great work as always, brother.
Appreciate you having me on. I tell those guys to get off your back, man.
Always love catching up with our guy, Steve Weiss. If you missed any of that conversation, download the Always Free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature to check that out. Vic will have it available shortly as a podcast as well. That is going to do it, though, here for this Friday night edition of Overtime. You've been tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. If you want to keep the conversation rolling with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. Next time you can hear from me, you can see me as well. Honor Brewing in Sterling coming up on Sunday, Burgundy and Gold Game Day. Myself and Denton Day live out on location from 11 a.m. all the way up until kickoff. We're live at halftime on YouTube. We're live for the postgame show on YouTube as well. See you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.